Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Tomville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I would like to present to you and demonstrate an app called Voice Dream Scanner. It is a paid app. If you're not familiar with the Voice Dream software in general or the family of the Voice Dream, you should, because it has one of my favorite apps, like the Voice Dream Reader and the Voice Dream Writer. Both are excellent, top-notch app. And just like this one, the Voice Dream Scanner, it is no exception. This is an excellent product, a very well-rounded app, very simple, easy to use, fantastic UI interface, and fantastic detection. All right, so basically, let's go take a step back here. If you're not familiar with a scanner, what is a scanner? A scanner allows you to scan a document, a piece of paper, a parcel, anything you want it to read. So in this two examples, I have a piece of paper that has a contract that I deal with the state of Missouri. And I also have a piece of document here that I got from a medication today. This is a medication that I take for my asthma, and I wanted to have it scanned and read to me in an OCR format. So literally, what it's going to do is going to scan it, it's going to look for text and turn them into text so you can read them, and then you can be able to extract those texts, save as a page, and whatever have not with it. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to go to the scanner app itself. It is labeled as Scanner.
Scanner.
So once installed, just do a one-finger double tap on Scanner.
Scanner. Menu. Button.
You get to the menu button. The menu button's at the top left. Now, two things that might happen for you is that, number one, you might hear a tone. That tone I will explain in a few moments. And two, you will notice the light on the back of the phone is now lit up. That is for low lighting, so it will get better performance and efficiency out of the scanning results. So that's why that is on. Now, as I mentioned, the menu button is at the top left. I'm going to introduce you the first screen itself. So as you swipe to the right.
Import photo button.
You have the option to import photo. So if you have a photo in your photo library, you can just double tap that. Find the photo that you want to scan and perform an OCR. You can do that if you wish. Now go to the right.
Image preview. Double tap to capture image.
Exactly that. This is when you're ready to capture the image that you want to perform the scan. This is where you go one finger double tap. That is located right in the center of the screen. As I swipe to the right.
Capture image button.
There's another option. It tells you right there. You can double tap.
Edge detection on button. Turn on to automatically detect the edges of a page for cropping.
That is a really nice feature. If you are into cropping the edges off, you will, by default, this is set on. I'm going to leave this as it is. Swipe to the right.
Flashlight on button.
The flashlight is, as mentioned, by default, is on. I highly recommend you leaving this on for best results. And then the last two items to the right.
Batch mode off button. Turn on to automatically capture image when a page's edges are detected and the camera is steady. This feature is in beta.
Now, obviously this is in beta of the time of this recording. This is for batch mode. So you have the ability to do batch mode. This is fantastic if you have pages and pages of things you want to take pictures quickly and fast. You want to double tap this to turn on. That way you hold the phone above the piece of paper. It'll automatically take a scan. You just go to the next page, it'll detect it, and take a scan, go to the next page, and then a scan, and et cetera, et cetera. Also, one more button to the right.
Auto capture, beta, off, button.
The auto capture is exactly as what it says. It automatically takes a picture for you, so you don't have to do a one-finger double tap. In this demonstration, I'm going to keep this off. I like to control the image myself. I typically get a little better results that way. But if you are pretty steady-handed and you are pretty proficient in using this, I highly recommend you turn on the auto capture. But in this demonstration, I'm going to leave this off. So let's go back towards the middle of the screen.
Image preview. Double tap to capture image.
Okay, so we're ready. Now, you're not hearing anything. That is because it doesn't see anything to scan. So in other words, it's just facing down. As I always say, when you try to scan a document, remember that the camera on the back of your phone is at the top right-hand corner of your phone. So remember to place the phone at the top right-hand corner down onto the item that you want to scan in the center. That way you know that's the center portion. And you're going to lift your phone up. You're going to raise it up. I'm going to raise it up to about 12 inches, so a little bit higher than phone height, because I want to be able to get the entire image. Now you're going to hear this beep, 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 and it's going to say, I see it. And the stronger the tone is, the better the result that you get, that it starts to see all the edges. So here we go. Let's go over here. I'm going to place this right in the middle as promised, and I'm going to raise it up, and I'm going to go about 12 inches. There it goes. Pretty steady there. Double tap and take a picture.
Image preview. Keep button.
Okay. So what it did, it just took a picture of the document. I'm going to see how good this is. Now, the first thing you heard here, it says keep. That means I want to keep this scan. That is at the bottom right-hand corner of the phone. And now I swipe to the left.
Discard button.
That's a discard button. That is at the bottom left-hand corner. Let me show you some other things here. When I go back over to the right.
Keep button.
That's the keep button. Right above the keep button is the play button. That's exactly where I want to go. And I will demonstrate all the other things once I get to this play button. I want to go ahead and play this so you can hear for yourself how amazing this is. Because what I'm finding with this is that I just picked it up, go do it, take a picture, boom. It was really fast. A lot of time they say, I don't see the left, I don't see the right. There are other applications that will be pretty cool. It will tell you if you're tilting the phone, it'll tell you if you're level. And you know what? That can be very frustrating, especially if you don't have a very level-handed, and it takes forever to take a picture, right? Well, all I did was just lift it up. I have no idea if I'm askewed, which is tilted, or if I'm not level or whatever not, but it tells me that you are in a pretty good area, that I see everything. Go ahead and take a picture, right? So, above the key button is the play button. So let's find the play button.
Play button.
There's the play button. I'm going to do a one-finger double tap, and let's see what it has to say.
Telephone, 816, prescription information, 1, Advair 250-50 discus, morning puff, inhale 1 puff by mouth 2 times a day, midday, 1 evening puff, important information, rinse mouth well after each use, drug does not work immediately, do not use for acute attack, this drug
one
will not stop
double
an
tap.
Asthma attack.
So one finger to tap the play button, and one finger double tap again stops it. I don't know about you, but this is an amazing result for something. I am sitting in a very dark room and I have no idea where everything is. I was just lifting it up and just going. That is truly amazing right there, because there's a lot of other scanners that do not do this as well as this. And so it read everything beautifully. And you're probably asking yourself, so where is this document? Well, it's towards the top of the screen, so you can do Touch Explorer. Touch Explorer means I'm going to put my finger on the screen to find a set of text.
Important information. Rinse mouth well after each use.
Drug okay, there's that part. Let's go left.
Swipe one evening left. Puff. Midday. Inhale one puff by mouth two. Morning puff. Advair 250. One. Prescription information.
Oh, there it is. So let's go back to the right.
One.
One.
Advair 250. 50 discuss.
Okay. Tells me there's one of those.
Morning puff.
Tells me what to do.
Inhale one puff by mouth two times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Midday. One evening puff. Important information. Rinse mouth well after each use. Drug does not work immediately. Do not use for acute attack. This drug will not stop an asthma.
So you can have it read to you by the play button automatically, or
discard
you can just
button.
Go ahead and tap to the screen where the text is, where you think it is, and you can just start swiping one line at a time to read. That is pretty cool. Now, above the discard button, remember the discard button is at the bottom left.
Discard button.
And above this,
crop image button.
It's a crop image button. If you're interested in cropping this, you can double tap to do that. I'm going to go swipe to the right.
Enhance image on button.
Obviously, the enhance image is on. You want to leave that on to get much better efficiency of the scan result. Go to the right.
View text or image. Showing image button.
Right now, it's showing it as an image. So if you are interested as a text, I just do one finger double tap on this.
View text or image. Showing text.
It shows it as a text. And then to the right of this.
Voice settings button.
Aha. Voice settings. You were hearing the voice that I had on myself. By default, you may hear a different voice than what you have set on your device. My device, I have Enhanced Tom. So if you do a one-finger double tap on this voice setting.
Voice settings, heading.
And go to the right.
Close button.
You have the close button at the top right-hand corner. Go to the right.
Speech rate, default, 170 words per minute. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I have increased this for myself. I like it a little bit faster. This is not by the default, so you can make it slower by swiping up or down. So flick up or down to do it. Or if you like the buttons approach, you just go to the right.
Decrement button.
You have the decrement button. Double tap that to make it go slower.
Increment button.
And to the right of that is the increment button, so you can increase it. Now to the right.
Language, English button.
This should be set to your native language. If it's not, and you want it to different language, you come here, double tap this. It is set to English, and you set it to where you want it. Now, how did I change the voice? Well, that's a good question. That's the next one. Go to the right.
Voice, iOS Tom, enhanced, button.
Aha. Uh-huh. So in here, one finger double tap will get you in here to a set of all the voices that you can select from. Obviously, I went down to the enhanced Tom, double tap that. That's what I'm used to. And that is what's going to use to read the document itself. So let's get out of here to the top right.
Close button.
And one finger double tap.
Text. Telephone. 81620.
All right. So we're back onto the screen here. By the way, bottom right is a keep, right? And above that is the play button. And to the left of that is where you can find the voice settings. Now, let's go down and say I want to keep this. So let's go down to the bottom right.
Keep button.
Double tap.
Image preview.
And then we're back out to the image preview. Now, what's different is as I swipe to the right.
Page one, telephone, 816.
That is where it's going to see the document that I just scanned. So the first text that it saw on there was my phone number. I omitted it in this podcast, so except for here, so you hear that. So that is where you can find that image. So if you double tap that, you can bring that image back up or go to the right.
Clear button.
You can clear this. And if you go to the right.
Save button.
This is where you can save it. I'm going to show you some of the things you can do within the save item.
Alert. Save to voice stream reader button.
Aha. Uh-huh. You can save this directly to the voice stream reader. Is that not cool or what? I love that approach. But if you don't want to do that, have no fear. You have other options to do this. So I'm going to go to the right.
Save as PDF file button.
Say this is a PDF.
Save as text file buttons.
Save as text file.
Copy text button.
Or you can copy the text itself. And then lastly.
Cancel button.
Yes, a cancel. Let's go save it as a text file. Let's see what kind of options we have.
Copy text button. Save as text file button.
One finger double tap.
Alert. Text field is editing. Tell. 816.
All right. So there's my telephone. But at the very top, you go left here.
Title.
You can give this a title. So let's give this a title. Advair Prescription Brochure.
Inserted Advair Prescription Brochure. Text field is editing. Advair Prescription Brochure. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
Now I'm going to swipe back to the right.
Cancel button.
And there's a cancel to the right.
Okay button.
Is the okay button. Double tap.
AirDrop recipient.
The first option, as you're going to see, as always, you're going to have the AirDrop and all the different things you normally typically have when you come to save things. So you got Twitter, you got your emails, you got everything. So I'll show you some examples.
Twitter button, message, mail, but copy to easy, copy to voice stream, copy to audio, copy to blind square, copy to Dropbox button.
So if I want to save this to Dropbox, I can just double tap that. It'll open up Dropbox and then I can perform a save on this and the file gets saved into my Dropbox as a text file. Cool. This is fantastic. I love this. Let's get out of here.
Menu button.
We're back out to the main menu here. Now, I did not go into the menu itself, so let's do that. Let's go to the one at the top left-hand corner of the main page is the menu button. One finger double tap.
Scanner. Heading.
We have all the different things under here, such as settings, help, where to contact them, and other various social networking that you can follow them. So let's go to the right here.
Close button.
Close is at the top right-hand corner to the right.
Settings button.
There's your settings. We'll come back to that in a few moments.
Other apps, my voice stream. Heading.
Here are the two apps that I mentioned before, part of the voice stream family.
Reader. Writer.
The reader and writer.
Help. Heading.
And here comes the help section.
Email support. Helpful tips. Write a review. Facebook, Twitter.
All the social aspect. And if you keep going to the right, you'll get to the about where it has the version numbers and other things like that. Let's go back up to the settings here.
Reader. Other apps, my voice dream. Settings. Button.
From here, let's do a one-finger double tap and see what's under here.
Scanner. Back button.
Let's go to the right.
Settings. Heading. Close. Button.
Close is at the top right-hand corner.
Always enhance images. Switch button. On.
This is the auto enhancement. This by default is on. I keep this on because this is how you're going to get extremely good scan and OCR result if you leave this on. Go to the right.
Read text automatically after capture. Switch button. Off.
All right, by default, it is off. If you want it to read automatically without having to find the play button, like we did in this demonstration, you can just double tap that.
On.
And that turns that item on. So the next time I scan something, it's going to read it automatically to you. Now, there's only three items in here, so we have one more item left here. Go to the right.
Play tone when edges detected. Switch button. On.
If you don't like the beeping in the tone, you can turn this off. It is turned on by default. So let's get out of here. I'm going to go to the close button at the top right.
Close button.
And double tap.
Image preview.
And we're back out to the main menu. So I'm going to get another document here. All right, so I have a new document here. I'm going to put this right down. This is my contract. So you can hear a little blurb about it. I am going to place the phone right in the center, as I always tell everybody to do. Put that right smack down, lay it down, so you know where the placement is. I'm going to raise this phone up now and take a picture.
Image preview. Play. Button. Missouri Pause. Assistive button. Technology. Tap for Internet and I Can Connect. Consumer Support Provider Service Agreement. And Missouri Edge Technology. Assistive, the telecommunication access program for Internet, Tap 1, and the Missouri Deafblind Equipment Program. I Can Connect are programs of the state of Missouri. This document constitutes service agreement.
Oh my gosh. So I was able to just find it, lift it up. I listened to the tone. I didn't care and have any care in the world if the phone was tilted or whatever have not. I just needed to make it important that it was hearing the tone as it was getting steadier. And I right to the point where I think I am at to the height where I think it reads the whole document. And then I just did one finger double tap and it start reading the document. I don't know about you, but that was a fantastic scan. This is something that's not edited or practiced. I just put a piece of paper down, lifted up, took a picture one time only. That is what makes this app so remarkable, and it is pretty accurate and works flawless for me. All the different examples I've tried on this, I tell you, those that use Microsoft Scene AI and other apps, like KNFB Reader and whatever have not, I'm going to admit it right here on this podcast. This is my go-to scanner. Hands down, it was well worth the price of this app. Why? Because the Scene AI is free. I tell you, earlier, I took the same result, took a picture of it. I did not get the same result. I got a lot of gibberish, and it was telling me I was going to the left. I can't see this. I can't see that. It was frustrating. By the time I thought it was perfect, I took a picture, and it just came out gibberish. And usually, it's always lots of practice, a little bit lower, a little bit higher. And you know, those that are listening to this podcast and you heard me do this, we have done a lot of scanners review on AppleVis. And this is just my personal note. This is not on behalf of AppleVis or the team or anything. This is just strictly me as a Naughty Mouse. I've dealt with a lot of scanners. And Microsoft Scene AI worked really well for something that's free and you just need something to be read quickly. Great. Go for it. KNFB Reader, fantastic app. I'm not going to lie about it. It is excellent. It is awesome, but it's extremely pricey, very expensive. And it used to be the go-to app for batch document reading. No more. This baby, the VoiceDream Scanner, will do batch scanning. I done it earlier. I was able to put a piece of paper down. It took a picture. I just flipped the page, took a picture, flipped the page, and then you get to that result, as I showed you earlier, where in the middle of the screen, it has all the different documents that you have scanned. For example, I'll show you what we did here. I'm going to go ahead and hit keep.
Keep. button.
Double tap.
Image preview.
And then go to the right and see our results.
Page 1, telephone, 816.
There's the first one I did. Here's the...
Page 2, Missouri Assistive Technology Tamper.
There's the second one I did. So when you do the batch document, it's going to show up there. And that from there, you can double tap to read it or to save it or to clear it. So you can clear out the whole thing and start from scratch if you want to do that. So I hope that this podcast helps you to understand what you can expect from it and what you can hear from it. And I thought the user interface is extremely easy. KNFB Reader is very clunky. There's a lot of process and a lot of buttons I have to go through and a lot of hoops to make it to save a document. But I found this experience so much better. And typically, I try to be very neutral about any review I do on this podcast. And I am trying my best to do that. But honest to gosh, I'm telling you, this is probably one of the best scanner, hands down, I've ever seen when it comes to the best results, the quickness, the user interface is beautiful. I love the process, how I can go save this directly to my VoiceDream Reader. I can save this to Dropbox, all sorts of different options that I can do with this. Absolutely fantastic. All right, this is a review on VoiceDream Scanner. Once again, it's a paid app into the App Store. Go get it. Have fun with it. I'd like to hear what you think of it. So come to AppleViz and find this podcast page and leave your comment of your findings and what you thought of it. If you had more issues than I do, or if you had awesome experience like I do, I'd love to hear from you. Any advice and tips that you may have for others, please leave a comment. That would be great. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Naughty Mouse. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.